When you think of new television programs, one comes to mind that I really enjoy watching. It's Bass Edge. And with me today is Aaron Martin. And I guess, Aaron, year number two is starting right now, and it's going to be right around the corner for you. And it's got to be exciting to start your second year.
It's extremely exciting. However, it's almost surreal in the fact that we're starting our second season January 5th. It's a little hard to believe.
Well, January 5th is just right around the corner, and Bass Edge, of course, with the website and the other things you do with radio and all the other kind of things that you guys have got going on, the television program really is the thing that gets people to understand, you know, what's going on in the world of fishing from your perspective and maybe from some of the pros' perspective as well.
Yeah, you know, when we set out and really the mission, I guess, of Bass Edge and the entire Bass Edge platform is to be the premier, you know, instructional provider concerning, you know, bass fishing, and we see the television program as kind of the start or the teaser, I guess, if you will, because obviously there's only so much information that you can cram into 30 minutes during that television program, and then from there we kind of see it as a graduated process. The website, obviously, is a very, very good tool to be able to go into further detail on some of the ideas and topics that we cover on the show, and then, you know, kind of switching over to the podcast. So it's really a progression.
And one thing that's nice, I mean, you know, the people who may not know you, you know, they're getting to know you real quickly by the television program, but you've had some success along the tournament trail, and this year the Ranger Owners Group had some pretty good success there, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, that was one of those situations to where you kind of wake up and pinch yourself, but, you know, I really, really love to compete, and, you know, in trying to manage both of those, it's, you know, there's a lot of really, really good anglers that's across the country. And to be able to compete on a regular basis and do very well and be able to, you know, fulfill my obligations through Bass Edge, of which I have a passion, you know, being able to share that fishing experience with others, it's a tough road. But, you know, I do still get to get out there and compete a little bit. And you know, that ROT tournament was certainly one of the highlights of the year.
Well, no doubt about it. Did very, very well and had an opportunity to move on with that. But tell me a little bit about what we could look forward to on Bass Edge TV coming up after January 5th. Tell me about the program, first of all, January 5th, and then also give me the headlines and what we might see coming down the road.
Well, January 5th, you know, we'll start out with Pete Pons, who is really in his sophomore season with us. He filmed with us in the first year and does just such a good job of being able to communicate not only through the excitement but also through his technique. And, you know, we're heading down, I don't want to give it all away, but we'll actually be heading down to Amstead to fish down there. And then, you know, moving forward this year, we've just really raised the bar on not only the elements that we're bringing through instruction but also through our list of anglers that we'll be fishing with. You know, really this year we've reached across both the BASS and the FLW to give both flavors from experts that are on both sides of the fence, some very, very good anglers. You know, some of the highlights will be John Hernke, Boyd Duckett, Pam Martin-Wells, who's a classic champion on the women's side, Dave Woolack, you know, just a tremendous list of anglers that are very, very good at what they do. And really what we try to do in setting the schedule as far as bodies of water, we'll pick areas to where the anglers could come in and try and figure something out, maybe not extremely familiar with, and that's really the story, is how to figure out a pattern during the times of year and the lakes that we go to.
Well, you know, you look at that group of people, and I call Pete Pons Pete Squared, so, you know, you got good friend and a lot of that, but all the people you named, great anglers in their own right, and with you there, you know, one of the things I like about what you do, Aaron, is you ask questions that we'd ask. I mean, it's you're sitting there, and because you're a good angler, because you know how to fish, and because you know you're out there on the water, how does the guy with you, how does he look at this body of water and some of those kind of things? And you ask the right questions. I think that's something that the viewership really likes.
Well, and thank you. And we work really hard. We want all of us to feel like it's just three people in the boat, meaning myself, the angler, and then also the viewer. And what we try and do is to show that just as if we were three of us were going on a fishing trip, and that's really what it's about, to try and have fun, you know, because that's essentially what fishing is about. Maybe not everyone, even though a lot of us, you know, love to compete. You know, I didn't grow up, obviously, and most of us didn't grow up starting, you know, day one fishing tournaments, and I think it's very important as far as the longevity of this sport is to get back to why we fish and just the camaraderie of being able to share that either with a friend or significant other or, you know, mom or dad.
Well, I can tell you this, I've never grown up, and I don't plan on it. Oh, you meant in fishing. Ah, I'm sorry, you know, I kind of misunderstood you there a little bit. I don't want to grow up. I love this part of my life, and you know, the thing that's fun about this, if you can follow your passion, which is what you're doing, have a program that you educate with, which is what you're doing, and have some fun along the way, does it get any better than that?
No, I mean, it really, really doesn't. And, you know, one of the things that, and that's kind of, I guess, my motto, personal motto that I've put on a lot of my stationaries and things like that is, you know, now is the moment, pursue your passion. And when I made the decision, actually, you know, Basshead was 3 years in the making prior to even airing. But, you know, I walked away from a very lucrative career, you know, outside of this just to be able to pursue this. And, you know, I've never looked back. I mean, I just love it. I love not only the fishing part of it, but meeting people. And like you said, I mean, it's just being in the industry that you love and being able to do something that you're passionate about makes all the difference.
Well, when does the program air exactly on the 5th?
7:30.
Ooh, perfect timing. Perfect
yeah.
timing.
So.
I'm ready for fishing to go again. You know, I've been watching hunting for a while, and, you know, it's fun to watch, and it's very interesting and all that, but I'm ready for fishing to come back.
I hear you. I am too. I mean, you know, there's not too many days that you can't go out and actually fish. So,
you know, what I like about fishing versus hunting, you'll laugh about this, is everybody that hunts talks like this. They go, here we are. We're behind here. Behind the tree. Here he comes. You know, and we get to talk loud, and we get to have fun and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. These guys got to be kind of secretive when they're hunting, you know what?
Exactly. And then, you know, unless you're sight fishing, you can pass it off that if you were too noisy or banging on something, you know, that well, the fish just weren't there anyway, so... We get the best of both worlds, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I tell you, when you look back at all the stuff we get to do each and every day and enjoy it. You know, I just watched Jim Valvano last night, you know, a replay of his 93 ESPY Award. And he said there's two things you need to do each and every day. One is to laugh. The other one is to cry. And, if you can kind of balance that, that's great. But he said if you walk forward with that, you're going to have a great life. And no question about it, we get to laugh a lot more than we cry. There's no question about it. But man, you got to be excited about your year coming up with the Bass Edge and all the stuff that you've got going on. And I think the listeners of Bass Fan Radio are going to be excited because we're going to kind of partner on some things throughout the year, too.
Yeah, I mean, we are extremely looking forward not only to our season coming up specific with Bass Edge, but also, you know, through Bass Fan and Bass Fan Army. I mean, we're very excited about helping get our mission out and work in conjunction you guys, and you know, we just see that as a huge tool because, you know, really it's about helping to enjoy or further the experience and being able to increase your skill set along the way. So, and mainly, you know, having fun.
Well, Aaron, there's no question you do that, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Any parting shots?
Well, no, stay fishing because I mean, there's still a lot of fish to be caught this time of year. Just make sure you wear your life jacket and don't get too cold. So
yeah, that's right. Don't fall in the lake because if you can't swim, it makes it rough duty. But
right.
It's 7:30 on January 5th. Will be the first broadcast. It'll be with Pete Pons, Aaron Martin, and I look forward to seeing Bass Edge when it comes out.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.